You're listening to the Can't Sit Still podcast, where today's news stories are made as funny and informative as possible. Now here's your host, JJ.
We'll start now then. I can cut it. I'm the editor, so we can really start wherever I fucking want.
Wherever I want.
We can start wherever I want to start. I want to start now. Hey, thanks, Voice in the Sky. It's where I'm gonna go when I die.
Wait, what?
Yeah, careful.
It's from that song.
You're gonna get us canceled.
How? Why? How?
Copyright.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't get canceled. Well, no, it doesn't matter. We cover weird news and stuff. I'm your host as every week, JJ. Joining me today, as always, is my co-host Delavan.
Oh yeah, I gotta say, I keep doing it this time. Yeah, this isn't your fault whatsoever. This is my fault. I need to talk whenever you say, "Hey, here's Delavan," not just snap fingers at the camera.
What episode number is this?
Hey,
33, I think.
Yeah, you still haven't got it figured out.
No, we just figured out our audio and
did we even? Yeah, you know,
we'll see if it works. We had some issues.
It's a work in progress.
No, we can't say
that.
No
one gets that joke. Stop doing bits. Yeah, I told you last week to stop doing bits. And Alex is here as well, everybody.
How's it going?
Anyway.
Fuck.
I have an update.
Good start.
They blew up Trump's building in Atlanta, like I told you guys.
Imploded it?
Yeah. What's it? It's not Atlanta. It's the other one. Atlantic City.
Yeah.
They blew it up.
Where's Atlantic City?
New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Is it New Jersey?
I have a picture. We'll put it up and take it away. And then put it back up. And then leave it.
And you're making way too much work for yourself later.
It's
you're gonna hate it.
That hard to put up a picture in the. I got my shit down pretty pat right now.
Okay.
It keeps crashing my fucking every time. So anytime I make any edit, I have to save. And I know you should probably do that anyway. But it's like if I just go, I'm just gonna trim this a little bit. I could keep going, but I have to save every time because it crashes. Whenever
you wanna hear something funny.
Sure. This is a podcast about funny.
Yeah. Before we started on the podcast. I was like, oh, you know what? I should take off the branding on my bottle.
That way.
As I look over to see that it didn't really matter.
Pepsi, please
didn't
sponsor
matter.
Us. Yeah. We've said this before.
As you notice, we're again in Delvin's kitchen. Delavan liked it in the kitchen.
I thought it was an all right setup, and it is way too cold out there.
It's getting warmer, but it's still not.
It's a
cool, like, 18 degrees probably outside right now.
You know what, though? That feels like a heat wave.
Compared to the week we had. It doesn't feel no 27 outside, though.
The feel like outside is 19.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So I got my second COVID shot. And
brag about it, bitch.
Jesus. We got fucking no shot over here, me and you.
Yeah.
Not that we're against it. We just can't.
No, I would get it as soon as I could, but.
They're taking them right now.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Either way, so I'm finally going to start feeling the level of cold that you feel, where I just can't get warm no matter what the temperature is.
Oh, it's great.
And not looking forward to
it. No,
it
sucks.
Our heater broke in our office the other day, and it went from being 76 to 66 in like 15 minutes. It was like on the coldest day of the year it broke. So,
is that the day you wore your Snuggie to work?
It wasn't a Snuggie. It's just a giant hoodie. I've worn it on the podcast. It's just a giant hoodie made out of a blanket.
Well, mine's called a Comfy because I know there's like different brands of them.
Mine's just from Big Lots. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
They're nice, though. They're really so nice. Yeah.
I would really want to buy one. Speaking of, you know how I love me a gamer hoodie.
They're good.
I think that might be a good game.
Speaking of the cold, you guys want to talk a little bit about Texas? Just to inform people, this is a news podcast. Let people know what's going on. The infrastructure of Texas is not prepared for any of the cold because global warming is happening, and they're trying to blame it on windmills, even though windmills account for less than 20% of the overall energy in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the dick of the week is Ted Cruz because he was just like, it's fucking cold here. I'm going to go to Cancun. Dude, that was such a fucking big dick move. I mean, I'm not the governor. If the governor did it, this would be fucking tone deaf as shit. But I'm just work here.
What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Raise money for families and shit? No.
Fuck that.
I'm going to Cancun.
I'm wearing a Texas mask. Isn't that fucking enough?
My favorite thing was when he came back and he tried to blame his daughters like it was their fault.
I haven't heard that part.
Yeah, he fucking put out a press release and said, I wanted to take my daughters to Cancun or whatever because they wanted to go have a trip with their friends or whatever. Making it sound like the daughters peer pressured him. A grown ass man.
Do you think he texted him before? He was like, you mind if I throw this on you guys? I'll get you guys cars.
No.
I'll buy you cars.
He absolutely not. He didn't ask.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That sucks. Could you imagine being the kid of like one of the most hated politicians in America at the moment.
Didn't was it Kellyanne Conway's daughter? Like, isn't she trying to like get away from her? One of the there's another daughter who's just like posting Snapchat.
Trump's niece wrote a tell-all book about him.
Yeah,
and that was pretty. She was like, "Fuck this guy!" Yeah. Like, pretty hard.
Could you imagine being that famous and just your kid not wanting to be have any part of you
because of sad, who you are?
I think it's pretty common, honestly, for famous people.
Yeah,
well, it's not like Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis' wife, he's in. He did a lot of shit in the 80s and 90s. Like, he was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. Spaceballs. And his wife, I think, passed of cancer, and he decided he just wanted to be a good father, so he moved to, like, Utah with his kids. Mm-hmm. And I think the first acting role he had in, like, 20 years was in that Ryan Reynolds commercial for Cricket Wireless. Not Cricket. Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Put up a picture, but don't. Take it down, but put it up.
No, I think a lot of the, maybe not every famous person, but the famous douchebags, you know their kids just hate them. Because they're just like...
that or they're the same.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Well, I mean, so you're the only one here that actually really knows sports all that well.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
Oh, his kids love him, though.
His kids love him?
Yes.
LeVar is a lot, but he is a good father.
I thought Lamar hated
him. It seems
him.
Like he pushes them.
No, I don't think so. I think his kids...
Because he was just like I don't associate
I think they just don't like the
dad
clownery,
yeah.
But they love
but
their
no,
dad.
Yeah, they...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of talking along the lines of that, of just like, you need to stay out of this.
No. I'm talking about, like, these, like, politicians' kids. I hate their guts.
I doubt they hate them as a father.
Depends.
Yeah, maybe. You know,
some
I really don't know these
I
people.
Have the opposite in my family. I keep calling my dad. I'm like, do you want to do lunch? He's like, I'm busy. He's like, I'm outside.
Stop
I'm
calling me.
I'm outside right now, Dad. Like, you want to hang out? And he's like, I'm at work. And I'm like, is that you in the wind? And he just hangs up.
Well, he treats you the same way that he treats those people telling you about your extended car warranty.
Yeah, he just hangs up on me.
Yeah, well, not only does he hang up on you, he goes, God damn scammers, and then tries to block your number, but then yeah. Just fails.
I keep getting burners.
I've been getting like,
I'll hang out with you soon, Dad.
I will find you.
I keep getting calls from unknown numbers, like someone star 69ing me, like, and just calling me and just like, yeah, we're not gonna leave a voicemail or anything. I'm not gonna pick up. One day they're gonna leave a voicemail and be like, hey, this is Bill from down the street, you remember me? I thought this would be a cool prank, but you never picked up. That's what I'm assuming it's gonna be. And I'm just gonna be like, son of a bitch.
I imagine that there's like one guy out there that, you know, used to go to school with you, and it was just like, I really want to get back in touch with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
But if he sees it's my number, he's just not gonna call. He's not gonna pick it up.
I'm just trying to
apologize. So I'm just yeah.
Who do you hate?
Everybody.
Okay. who don't I hate?
That doesn't narrow it down. Anyway, have you seen that the TikToker? He was really big. He gained a lot of popularity during the election. Marcus like DePolia or something like that. He did a video the other day, and at the top it said opinion, and he was letting it know. And most of the time he is a pretty, I mean, he's left-leaning, but I won't get into that. But he just does news reports on TikTok. That's why he got big. He does it 3 times a day because he says that that's all you need. He's like, everyone, 24-hour news cycle has ruined it. You can fit all the daily news, unless something big happens, in 3 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
if you just know what to talk about. And he did a piece the other day saying, and he's not entirely wrong, but it was very tone-deaf, saying Republicans, businesses did this to Texas. You all voted for them. They don't have regulations because they don't want them. And you guys voted for the people who set this up, so enjoy being cold. Like, that's pretty tone deaf. You have a lot of people who are victims of this. And I don't know. I feel like if you voted for it, yeah, but you also, people assume that people have your back, the citizens' mm-hmm. backs, and they don't. And so the worst, it gets worse. People was like, dude, you should apologize. He put up another video of the Ferguson riots.
Oh, God.
No. Or was it Sandy Hook? I think it was Ferguson, because he was at both. And basically saying, like, I'm a journalist, and I've been doing this for a while. I fuck. Like, that's what he goes, like, so, no, this is literally what he does. He goes, like, a lot of people have been sharing my opinion piece, and it is an opinion piece because I'm a human and, like, stuff like that. But I'm also a journalist, and I've got a lot of new followers. And I looked before and after. I'm like, did he? I didn't really see, like, a bump. Maybe he did, and I just didn't see it, but he was just like, so, like, let me tell you a little bit about me. Like, I do this. I've been doing journalism for 13 years. Like, I do this and this. Any given time, I date between 10 and 20 women. And I was just like, what the fuck's that about? What is that? Hey, you should apologize for, like, all these poor, innocent people who are just freezing in Texas because the infrastructure wasn't ready for it. I have sex all the time.
I am too busy fucking girls to ever apologize to anybody.
And he keeps doing this defense of, and I was such a fan of him, but anytime someone criticizes his reporting, he always comes out and says, "Oh, my show is for junior high kids with learning disabilities. That's who I'm making this for, to get kids interested in and to simplify it in a way so that it's not as like, cause you know, like you're looking in from the outside and you're like, man, like politics and, being inside media, like it seems like a lot." And he's like dumbing it down to try and get kids into like the news and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he only ever says that when he's being criticized. And I followed him for months. And I don't even remember him saying that ever before. His first like big criticism I saw was the way that he just like nonchalantly really covered the whole GameStop thing, which was like pretty big. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and Redditors are buying stocks. And everyone's like, it's a lot more bigger than that. And he was like, I fuck, all right? I have sex with 10 to 20 women.
Yeah, but he doesn't have diamond hands, so it doesn't matter.
No, to the
moon.
Wait,
10 to 20 women a day?
No, he's out of time. He keeps mentioning it for weird reasons. I don't know why, but he does like online stuff and like Tinder, and he'll date women from like all across the country because he flies a lot. And so like he'll have a relationship with him like over text, and he'll maybe see him like once every month or two. I don't know. It's weird, and I don't want to know this about you. You're a journalist.
I want to
say you're a journalist.
I want a whole chart. I want to understand what the hell is going on here, because that just seems like a lot to handle.
But, that seems more like a curse than a fucking privilege. When you really stop and think about it, like, that's a lot.
How many times do you think he like meant to text one girl one thing, and like 20 minutes later he realized he texted the wrong girl?
That was,
like, oh, that was San Diego girl, not Washington, Seattle girl, or whatever.
Could you imagine? Because that would just, keeping track of that alone has got to just be a massive pain in the ass.
He's got to have a spreadsheet.
Yeah. How does he have time to do a TikTok show? With honestly.
Well, much like him, I'm sure it only takes a couple minutes a day.
Well, we'll move on from. I was like, man, this Texas thing is just really weird. And now this guy, I just followed it, and now I see a bunch of people on a bunch of different social medias talking about how tone deaf he was. And then now I think I can sense that he wants to shit on Ted Cruz,
mm-hmm.
but he can't, because it's like, well, yeah, he left Cancun, but you told him to fuck off. And then when they were like, hey, can you say sorry? You were just like, I bone down. And I was at Ferguson. And you're like, what is that? That's the wrong state. Anyway, I have a bunch of animal news. You guys want to talk about animal news?
Always. Let's talk about animal news.
All right. A woman and her family go on a snowmobile trip in southern Alaska. I felt like I was having a drug trip when I read it, because he said they were in southern Alaska, but they went northwest from this northern town that's southern to the... And I was like, where the fuck are they?
It's supposed to be super inconspicuous so that you won't be able to track it back.
You ever read a sentence and you were like, let me back up and reread that again, because they lost me.
Like a sentence where you're like, I'm pretty sure they meant to probably put a comma here.
It was probably
to
just
be
my
able
dyslexia.
To break that up.
Dyslexia? It wasn't even Alaska. They're in Alabama.
They're probably just trying to hit a word count.
Yeah. So in the night, the woman gets up. Oh, so they're going to stay at this one guy's yurt in like southern, in a northwest part of the southern Alaska. They're staying in this dude's yurt. So the chick gets up and goes and sits in on the outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing her family hears is her screaming. Not a good sign. So they run out there. She's holding ass cheek, right? Because she got bit. So they go to get a flashlight, turn it on to scare off the critter so they can use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So they look down the seat, and it's a bear.
Oh, my God.
Okay, throughout my head, alligator.
In Alaska?
In Alaska?
Wait, no. Here's the thing.
Delvin's answer to everything. Delvin's answer to everything is alligator.
They got gators there?
No. You said a second ago.
The coolest ones.
Yeah.
You said
I got to wrestle them.
That it was your dyslexia, Alabama. And so I was like, okay.
That was a bit.
Alligator, snake. And yeah, so, okay. Not a. Maybe.
It was
still,
a bear.
It could still be an alligator.
It was a bear. So they basically shut the fucking door and run off. And in the morning, they call the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Management. Way too wordy. You can tell that's a government program.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent a biologist out to determine what it was. And they said through the patterns and, like, the snow tracks that were, like, everywhere. Like, when they shut the door and they went back into the yurt, apparently the bear was just like, fuck him. And, like, went hunting for him or something. Like, he was walking all around their campsite.
We had a taste of blood.
Do you think it was a brown bear? Because it was in the toilet?
Oh, I was like, what is that supposed to be? What's that supposed to mean? It was a black bear. And so, so I was like, I know the answer. No, it wasn't.
I'll see you guys in the next episode.
That's probably about all for me.
That's, yeah. That's all the best. I'm going to go play League of Legends.
Yeah.
So it was a black bear, and they said that he got in because there's a back door to the outhouse that kind of leads down to the business center of the outhouse. Why would you ever need access to that?
How big is this outhouse? Wait
yeah,
a minute.
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
It's not just like a one by one with a
toilet area? Is it they an outhouse was, or is
they,
it like
they
a...
They used the word outhouse, and then they also said that it went through the back door of the outhouse that led to where the shit drops. And that's where the bear was.
I guess you have to find a way to, you have to be able to clean it out, right?
Like, it's like yeah. almost like a cellar?
It might be, yeah, more like a cellar.
A shit cellar, basically?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
A shit cellar.
I don't know. I do not know. Maybe you need to get in there if you drop something.
Is for fertilizer? Do you just go down there and scoop some out for fertilizer?
Because I'll
leave it. Okay, you get back to me. Yeah.
They said that the bear had been using that as its hibernation den.
Makes sense.
And that right? it chose that area... Because they were like, typically, like, this is not where bears would set up shop, but...
Was the bear venomous?
I thought you were going to say brown. Was the bear brown bear? No, it was a fucking black bear.
He just went home.
No, did you get it? Because of the shit.
No, is it venomous?
I don't think there is a venomous bear.
Yeah? You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
I've never heard of a venomous bear.
Is this a serious question?
No, that was a joke.
Okay.
Really hitting the 1-2s right now. Okay?
Really getting hit by this vaccine. Last week you guys were drunk. This week, I don't know. I don't know what's in that cup. Alex could be drunk.
I'm always
so.
Drunk.
Basically, it's been a bad winter for like. There's been low salmon and like berry for wildlife up there. So the bear was basically just like, I'm gonna go over here see if I can set up shop, and got shit on.
You know what?
So was it eating the shit?
I don't think so. Yes. But it bit her ass.
Well, I would, too, if someone shit on my head and then when I was
like,
napping.
What do you do? You're shitting in a toilet. You're mad at me for shitting on your head? You're the idiot here. You fucking dumb bear.
Look, that bear don't care, okay? That's not going to care.
What's the attitude about? You bit my ass.
Can we email this bear? I want an interview.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get a hold of the brown bear.
Why don't you call Smokey and see if it's his cousin?
Definitely not mm-hmm. Smokey. Smokey seems way too intelligent for this.
They don't care about fires in Alaska.
No.
They'll take the warmth.
Here's the thing. I was going to bring up. So you just a second ago talked about the Texas thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see some of the shit that's happening down in Texas with the animals?
Meaning?
There's snakes and shit.
They're freaking out.
Just yeah. freaking out.
This has only happened like 3 times. The dog scared Alex. He just jumped.
You're talking about snakes and shit, and I just feel something touching my hand. And I was like, fuck.
It's like when you're talking about a Loch Ness monster and you're swimming in a lake. Yeah. Something touches your foot. You're like, get out! Get out of the lake!
This is where I die.
What were we talking about? I don't
even the snakes. That were like,
oh, yeah,
just freaking
like,
out.
It's only got like this cold in like 3 times in mm-hmm. recorded weather history of Texas. So like this is...
There was a... I did see one where there was a rat trying to eat a snake. And I was just like, well, that's the circle of life for you.
I saw an otter like at a zoo, like huddled up against like a zookeeper, like and whining like a puppy. I wanted to just take it and take it away from this life. I wanted to give it a good life. I got ponds up here. You would love it.
I mean, did you see the St. Louis Zoo? It got so cold that the penguins were out like dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just like, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, when it was like in the negatives and shit.
You guys all laughed at us, said we were stuck into this one area. Now who's laughing?
It wasn't us.
God, no.
Let's see.
All right, cool. We're at a good time.
Stop
worrying about the time. For the love of God.
All right, Bahrain. You guys familiar with the country of Bahrain? Like, I'm pretty sure it's a country.
Like brain, the brain that's in my head?
Nope. Bahrain. Bahrain.
Like Rick Bahrainus?
Yes. It's like this Bahrain.
Nope. Not until just now.
All right. Well, Bahrain is having a current problem with its birds, in which they are calling for like the government is calling for a cleanup of the area. Apparently, there was like a festival holiday sort of thing recently, in which they had like a specific type of food called machbos. I looked up how to say it earlier and I forgot. It's basically like a spiced chicken, I think.
Okay.
And all right. After this, like sort of like you know like. Thanksgiving, people make turkeys in America, hams for like mm-hmm. Easter, and like Christmas and stuff. And there's a lot of people throwing out extras. And there was a problem where all the seagulls came into this fucking city and started eating everything, especially in like predominantly like higher class areas. And they're calling for a cleanup because all the food is ruining the wildlife because the birds are now too fat to fly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're just shitting everywhere.
No, they're too fat. They just have a bunch of birds that are walking all over the town because they can't get their own bodies off the ground because they're eating all this food that people are just throwing out the window. And
at a certain point, you don't need to fly anymore, right?
Well, they're like, we're only flying to get food and nest. Well, I can nest on the ground, and here's all the food. And they're calling for a cleanup because it's quoted, the fat seagulls are staggering around the streets and bringing down the reputation of respectable neighborhoods. So it's just a bunch of rich people getting tired of watching all these fat fucking birds walk around.
They're just trying to walk down the sidewalk, and this bird's walking the other way, and they're just like, oh, those typical foreigners.
You ever, like birds have such attitudes. They won't get out the way, and now they can't fly. So they're just like, you're going to work around me, or we're just going to have a problem. And now, you ever go to a park, and you're just like, there's fucking geese, and they're just too close. Like, yeah. Get lost.
Fuck geese.
I don't like
it. We've been over this before on the podcast. Fuck geese.
Hate so now all these seagulls are just too fat to fly. They're stuck on the ground. And rich people are like, get them out of here.
Would you take one as a pet?
No.
No?
Yeah.
A big
suck,
fat bird?
Man.
Nah.
They're probably honestly not like that obtuse looking. They're probably just like
obtuse rubber goose.
Yeah. They're just too heavy. And they're just like, I don't need to fly. I'm good.
I don't know. You know, I get it, though.
Listen, we're killing it down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. Why would you fly?
Penguins are fine. Ostriches are fine. Emus are fine. What's another? Kiwis are fine. You know, they'll be the new dodo birds.
I was going to say, are kiwis fine?
Kiwis are fine.
They're okay.
For right now? For right now.
They're okay.
I think they're doing all right now, yeah.
Okay. Does that have any? Have either one of you checked up on them recently?
I haven't.
Okay. No. All right. Well, this is the gut feeling.
Just a gut feeling. Gut feeling?
Yeah.
Do you think it's brown?
Anyway, all right, next story. I felt like this is a little bit overboard. All right, and it's clearly going down. It's going to go bad. Per CNN article, an army of tiny parasitic wasps is being unleashed inside of an English stately home where Anne Boleyn, one of Henry VIII's wives, was born, in order to hunt and eradicate moths that are threatening the mansion's furniture and artifacts. So this historic house from like 500 years ago is having a moth infestation, and it's like eating everything. Moths eat a bunch of shit. And so they're like, you know what we're going to do to get rid of them? We're going to release thousands of wasps.
See, there's always that joke of like, oh, well, the snake's having a problem. We'll just release a bunch of birds. Well, now the birds are a problem. And then you just keep following.
Yeah, I know. And you're putting wasps in the house.
Yeah, that's this.
So they say the plan is once, because it's a parasitic wasp, these wasps are 0.5 millimeters small. Like, they're hella small.
Uh-huh.
And they say that they'll lay eggs, and they find the eggs of the moth, and they lay their eggs in their larva, and they eat the moth eggs and grow off that and fly and find more eggs. And they say that they're so small that when they're out of moths and shit to eat on, they'll just die and like kind of just become part of the dust of the house, and they'll get cleaned up. Hmm. So they say, you know, once they're out of moths, they'll probably just die, like all die off. Uh-huh. I feel like they're going to not.
So what happens when they evolve and they don't
eat? Oh, yeah, we figured out to live off of this stuff over here.
Be like the cane toads in Australia where they just introduced to just get rid of a couple,
are
just
these
couple
things
bugs
like dangerous
here
at all for people? Is it just like a normal sting?
I don't know. Parasitic moth, a moth that's so small, or not moth,
wasp
that's so small that you basically can't see it. This sounds awful.
It sounds like an Ant-Man movie, like the villain for an Ant-Man movie.
But the wasp are the good guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, like, there's a bad one now that's a parasitic wasp.
Yeah, so they're going to be super
getting
small.
Our insects confused. The wasps are getting rid of the moths. That's the plan.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the plan.
Moth.
Wait, moths. Yeah.
Moths.
Moths.
You're saying moths.
We're all saying the same thing.
We're all saying the same thing.
Yeah. That's the whole story. I just feel like that's going to go terribly wrong.
I can't wait
6 months to hear about the wasp problem. And
whatever happened to those mosquitoes down in the Everglades?
I don't know. They got released. I haven't heard anything about.
Those are the ones with the recessive gene or something, right?
They have a gene in which if they don't eat this specific lab-grown protein, they die. And so the idea is all of these mosquitoes are going to mate, and that's what's going to become the new mosquito. They're going to get rid of the old mosquito. Now the new mosquitoes are going to mate, and just eventually die because they can't get the protein, significantly reducing the mosquito population in South.
That would be really
when
good.
When I say South America, I don't mean South America, like the
like
that,
Florida,
I mean,
and
yeah,
shit.
I mean like the Southern United States.
South North America.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. The southern part, they went north of the southern city in the most northern state. I'm losing my mind over here.
It's like you're reading one of those recipes where they're going through their whole life story. So first you take a turn on North Street, but you're really going to go south.
Where did they take the snowmobile? Where's the yurt?
You know, the perfect joke would have been, Delvin, we're in your kitchen. Are you making toast right now? Because you're having a stroke.
A stroke.
So.
Oh. Didn't do that, though.
You didn't. And you know what? Saying it back, I'm happy you didn't.
I said it. Thought it was gold. Wasn't.
Talking about me?
What?
Talking about my jokes?
No. All right. That's all I got for the animal news. You guys want to go on to some dumbass criminals?
Let's go on. Question, though, at the very beginning. Which one was supposed to be the dick of the week?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. So not the guy that was still a little tone deaf.
Couldn't, no, I guess mean, they're both kind of the dick of the week. Yeah, I was going for still Ted Cruz for leaving his state.
It's a good 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
All right.
Was he supposed to breastfeed everybody?
Yeah,
I mean,
well, you guys are cold. I can leave.
I don't see the problem here.
Why don't you guys all leave like I'm leaving?
I can tell you what, it's been a fun week week for me because I don't have four-wheel drive in my car anymore. It went out. And boy, howdy. I did not move my car for 4 days, and then when I went to take it to work, just the rocking back and forth I had to do to get it unstuck. It was fun.
It'd be like that.
All right. Let's see here. I'm going to cough.
JJ, cut that.
Yeah, we'll see. A Sussex man was wanted. Okay, so I don't know how the terminology works in this particular country, but Sussex man was wanted for recall to prison. I believe he just kind of broke his parole. But anyway, he ended up turning himself in.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to take any guess on why he ended up turning himself in?
Car ran out of gas.
He got COVID.
Well, the thing is because in Sussex right now, there's a stay-at-home order, and he said that there was just so many people at his house, he just wanted some peace and quiet. So he turned himself into the police so he could go and finish out his sentence for, I think it was 6 months, just fucking alone. Not alone, but he's like, it's not going to be that loud in the cell.
Honestly?
You know,
I get it.
I was going to say, I get that.
They're looking for you anyway.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
This is honestly, except for COVID running rampant in the prison system, but this is honestly the best time to be in
prison.
This
guy would rather.
If you have your vaccine. See, that's what you should have done. Get your vaccine first and then go in there.
In America, you can get that organic food. You hear about that guy?
The dude
who wore the furry outfit and the horns when those terrorists raided the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
He got arrested. And he went on a hunger strike because he didn't have organic food. And they shouldn't have fucking gave it to him, but they did,
mm-hmm.
which is pathetic. But this guy was just like, fuck it. You can feed me chili for 6 months. I don't fucking care. These kids are... It's like the first... He just walks in. Have you guys ever seen the first 5 minutes of Home Alone? You know when the whole family's there and it's crazy and they get the wrong pizza? That's my house all the time. So if we can just... If there's less of that in prison, I'd rather go to prison.
Yeah.
I look good in orange.
Here's just a weird thing for me to throw out. I don't like the movie Home Alone.
Why?
I'm not a fan of it.
You're
just the conceptual thought process behind it. Just as kids, just really living it up. But in reality, he's just doing a bunch of adult things. It's not all that exciting.
He doesn't have a job.
The only thing that he's doing that's
he's fighting off criminals.
Note is fighting off criminals. And even then,
what else do you want him to be doing?
But even then, majority of the time for that one,
he was just shaving.
Yeah. he just did adult things.
He was watching movies and eating ice cream. And he was like, minus that giant fucking bowl of ice cream, you could just do. I think he was more of the, he likes just being alone, this man. So
either that or he really.
Yeah, you're right. He really didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything
outlandishly fun. Like he went and got groceries.
he did everything that an adult would do, and he's just like, "This is great." And it's like, "Is it?" Because I'm an adult and I fucking hate my life. Well,
why are you ruining this for me now instead of in November or something?
Dude, really. I hadn't thought of it like that. He doesn't do anything
doesn't
that
do
fun.
Do anything fun.
He doesn't take the because when he goes to New York, he at least grabs the credit card and he's like, "Let's get a fucking suite going." And he goes to a toy store and he does some stuff. But when he's in Chicago, he doesn't go and buy a trampoline or anything. He's just I'm gonna watch an old black and white movie.
Mm-hmm. Gonna eat some pizza. Yeah. I'm gonna eat some ice cream.
And he doesn't order 1,000 pizzas. He orders one pizza.
Yeah, he just orders one.
It's
pizza.
It's a normal Friday night.
He's too real.
He was too relaxed about it.
Yeah, he would just
damn. Never thought about that.
Yeah,
it's like the whole Indiana Jones thing.
Yeah.
Or if Indiana Jones wasn't in any of those movies, the same outcome would have happened. Because really, it's like the first. Have you ever seen the Indiana Jones?
I don't
movies?
Like this conversation.
You don't watch movies anyway, so it's fine. But yeah, like I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, he's not doing anything. Like the most fun thing that he's doing that he wouldn't normally be doing is shooting those shooting the men, the little plastic men, mm-hmm. And then he slid down the stairs.
Yeah,
that's literally it.
And he could have probably got away with that in normal circumstances.
If it weren't for those meddling kids.
If he just timed, yeah, that damn dog.
But yeah,
huh?
Just think on that one for a little while. There's
why don't we start a segment? Movies Delvin ruins.
Thanks, Delvin ruined today.
I mean, just think about it. Like the and then of course he does beat up a bunch of criminals. Yippee for him.
Two criminals.
Two.
And you know what? Here's the thing. They're just trying to make ends meet, right? You know, let's.
Yeah, but don't
what
pick
they're
on a little
doing
kid.
Is not okay. But they're just trying to make ends meet. Why do you have to go and beat the living shit out of these guys? No, like
get
you
out of here.
Warning shots
for it's comedic effect.
And he could have just called the police.
Yeah. Also, why did they focus so hard on that one house? You had so many other houses that you could have went to.
Well,
there
I
was
think
something
they did.
About
I think that was
this.
Part of the plan was they were going to hit up multiple houses, but they really got fucking hung up at the one.
Yeah.
If you had a plan, if you're like, I got seven houses, and you went to house number two, and you were like, fuck, I stepped on a nail and got hit in the face by a brick. We're going to house three. Fuck this house.
I think it was more of a pride thing. We're just like, I'm not
going
to let
I'm
this
kill
beat
this
me.
Kid. Like, I'm going to kill a child. I know this was just a breaking and entering burglary. Now it's attempted murder. I'm going to kill this child.
Why? Yeah. Just why? You know. All right, let's move on. Sorry about the tangent, everybody. Just,
anyway.
I thought I wanted to bring that up.
Chattanooga,
Tennessee.
Chattanooga. A man wanted to get his license to carry, but was denied due to basically mental...
A Jacob license to carry what?
A pistol, a handgun.
Ooh.
These fucking boys right here. These anyway, basically he didn't pass like a mental... He said mental defect and active warrants. In Michigan. He had a warrant in Michigan.
Is it a mental defect? Like, did they actually say that?
Yeah, committed mental defective.
Like, the screening. He failed the screening, probably.
Yeah, that's but that's...
But your brain ain't right, boy.
defective doesn't seem like the right word.
Yeah, no, yeah. It seems it very seem inhuman like right to describe word. A person's yeah. brain as defective.
I mean, you can describe your iPhone that way, but you can't really. You no, shouldn't a describe a person
yeah,
that it's, way.
Yeah,
he's
I
mentally
agree.
Defective.
I mean, theoretically, we're all just robots, basically, right?
Anyway, we're moving on. We can continue too this. Deep. But he still wanted that. He was like, "I want to get that damn license." Now, if he's about to commit a crime here, if he just didn't commit this crime, or if you were going to commit a crime, just carry the gun anyway without the license. But what he did was send in a new. He waited like a minute. Sent in a new form, another $50 check under a fake name. Now, the name you might be thinking is President Barack H. Obama. And he signed it as President Barack H. Obama. He used the word President Barack H. Obama and sent it in. And yeah, he was denied and arrested for a felony.
Why would they arrest him when Obama?
You know what?
President?
I just got. They're not going to fucking deny Good Obama. Voice. Well, you know the thing is, he was probably just like, I could put Barack Obama. But what if they think that's a different guy? We'll put President Barack Obama. Yeah. That way they know it's that guy.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If he doesn't pass, mm-hmm. like if Barack Obama, let's say he's mentally defective. We're not saying that he is, but in this term, because he was. That President Barack Obama was mentally
He'd be like,
defective.
Son of a bitch, what do I got to do to get a gun around me? This is the South. I thought it was fucking easy. You mean to tell me the system works?
I thought I just walked into Walmart and got a shotgun.
What's everybody bitching about? I can't fucking get one.
Well, no, the question is, even though he's, you know, he doesn't pass, do you still give the ex-president the gun?
What do you mean, like?
Like, because if he doesn't pass, like, saying he's seen as mentally defective. Do you still go? Does he just walk up and he's like, "I'm a president."
So you
just
think?
Give
so
me the
you
gun.
Think if like Barack Obama, for some reason, you're like, "Oh, your paperwork didn't check out," like whatever. You still, yeah. Did you?
You think the one just give
like,
Obama?
Well, I think you stare at him and you go, "Listen, I can get you this gun, but weren't you like the Democratic candidate who was saying they got to get rid of the guns?" Like, I don't know. What do you want to do? You want this gun or do you want to follow your own rules? You're like, ah, fuck. Way to get, hey, you got me.
You got me. Okay, let's say George Bush.
Does Barack's middle name actually start with H?
Yeah, it's Hussein.
It's Hussein.
Oh, it is actually that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's say it's George Bush. He mm-hmm. walks in there. And the same level of occurrence happens because he's George Bush. do you give him the gun?
Especially
even
in the South.
He fails.
Yeah, even in especially in the South. Which, you know what? There's, and I've noticed this on social medias, there is a lot, since Trump, people are viewing the Bush presidency with a lot lighter of a note than they should be.
Mm-hmm. Here's like, the thing. I think as time goes on, everybody stops really readily.
Yeah, you
like,
have to do some
if
bad
If you
shit.
Don't live in it, and you know, like, in which we did, but we were very young at that point in time, I just don't think that maybe you look at it.
Hell,
as
if you say Richard Nixon, probably one of the top three most like ashamed presidents. I still think of Futurama.
Yeah.
I still think of him as the caricature. Caricature.
Yeah, no.
I just hate him
it.
Because now everything's a gate. Every scandal's a gate. Deflate
yeah,
gate
from Watergate.
Because
yeah.
Oh fuck that. So yeah. Fuck Richard Nixon. Honestly,
Pizza Gate.
Everything. Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. You fucked us up.
You just ruined it for everybody. Now everything's a gate. Like, I don't want to have to like walk through a gate just to go like get groceries and shit, but there's gates everywhere.
Grocery
now.
Gate. Hey,
what's the scandal there?
He didn't buy organic. Don't you want to he didn't buy local. Don't you want to support
local?
Organic.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Nah, fuck it. I'll use pesticides.
I don't know. You scream a guy that buys local organic.
No, I don't support farmers.
No, I don't eat farm meat. I don't
believe in them. Fuck them.
I only eat lab grown. Just to piss off the farmers.
A GMO? I will.
I only eat those Burger King burgers, the
Impossible Whoppers.
That's all I eat. I've also gained 50 pounds. Someone help me.
Please, for the love of God, help me. There's so much sodium, I'm going to have a heart attack.
So, I mean, I just do love that. He was just like, oh, I'm going to put Obama. They're not going to say, they're going to get that. They're going to be like, what? Wait, Timmy, hold on. What if they don't think it's that guy? Well, okay, well, I'll put President Barack H. Obama. That way they know what's that.
You know,
one.
I can kind of see why he filled the mental thing now.
Yeah. It's good to know that the system worked.
Yeah.
Weeded this guy
for
out.
Sure.
That's so funny, though.
Oh, yeah. There's a joke. Oh, who's his name? The fucking I am the machine guy. Bert Kreischer.
He
had as a joke where he was in L.A. He lives in L.A. and he tried to get a gun and they denied him. And he was like, I kind of feel safer knowing that I can't get one more than I would if I had one. Shit, I get it. All right, you guys have a good day. But then what made him go down is they were like, well, hold on, we'll get you the gun. I just need the workarounds. And he was like, all right, well, now I feel less safe.
Well,
you ruined it. All right, next dumb criminal. Here we go. If you have any information for this man, please reach out to the police, okay? This is horrifying crime.
Okay.
But it gets funny. Okay, but it's a horrific crime. I almost kind of don't want to mention it.
He eats people.
But here we go. I'm just going to say it and move on. The crime is there's a serial car shitter loose in the Detroit area.
Like the shit's loose or like he's...
Oh, my
both.
God.
Okay.
All right, so this man has now gone to two separate Warren Auto Shops and is checking all the cars to see if they're unlocked and shits in the unlocked cars.
How do you shit so much?
I was wondering. Well, okay.
How do you shit enough
maybe
to
this
be
is
a
too
serial
personal.
Shitter?
How often do you guys shit? Because I couple times a day.
A couple times a day, but if you tell my boss five, just because I need a fucking break.
Like barely once a day.
Barely? Hold on, but barely.
Please describe what barely means.
Sometimes once a day, sometimes once every other
day. Sometimes
they
just pass air, you know?
Yeah.
I count it.
I mean,
yeah, a couple times a day.
So, yeah.
I eat a lot of... I
but enough to be a literal cereal shitter.
It's not cereal yet. I believe cereal is three or more.
Oh, he's only done
but,
it twice.
But, hold on. This meets an MO, a similar, back in October, in a nearby town, I believe. A man went to a local Meijer and pooped in an empty box and left it on a shelf in the grocery store.
Is that an MO, though? Because
you don't know.
Because
this just seems
not
like a
necessarily
fetish.
Connected.
It's just shitting.
It's just shitting.
Well, I'm counting this as this guy because I want it to be counted as a serial shitter.
Could you imagine? Cold case?
Do you think this is a fetish thing, or you think this is like him just wanting to show that he has power?
No,
or?
This is clearly a,
he's trying
a sexual...
See, I think he wants to see how cool of a nickname the news is going to give him.
Well, do it right now.
The Loose Poo Bandit.
The Loose Poo Bandit.
I don't know. Serial Shitter is just really good.
Serial Shitter is pretty good.
But you can't really say it on the news.
No. Yeah, no, I can't think of anything. I don't mind yours. I don't mind
yours
at all.
Loose Poo Bandit.
Loose Poo Bandit.
The Night Crapper instead of the Night Stalker.
The Butler from Bob's Burgers. Oh, it's the Butler. Hitler.
He do be pooping though.
Dude, I think be shitting. Have you seen that? That fucking the pickup line from Tinder is the you message all the girls. Dude, I think be shitting though. That work for you? Got a lot of hits on that, Caleb.
Two this week actually.
Wow.
Okay. No, I just. What do you think has to be going through that guy's head that he's just like this makes
he probably is pissed at these he probably went to these places, got his car worked on. He probably just has a shit car that keeps breaking down and he's blaming it on these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? Because he is getting caught on security camera, but not in a way you can't see his face.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't look like he's hiding it, it just looked like happenstance. The first time
could you imagine getting that lucky?
Walk up to some place, grab a bunch of like napkins and then walk and check all the cars and then find an open one, shit inside. It was a minivan. The next one, they said that you didn't even see him remove his pants, and I'm like, did he bring it with him? Like, what happened here? Like, whoa. So, or like, did we just not catch it on camera? What happened?
He just got a knapsack and just pulls out like Ziploc bags with shit he's got saved.
He's gonna say, do you do it there or do you just bring your shit with you?
Man, I don't know. It depends how active the nightlife is in this area. Because if it's just like passing cars, it'd be like 10, 15 seconds. You just might want to bring it in a pocket and then just.
Yeah, and say, who could shit that quick?
You think he's on like hella laxatives, or you think he just eats like a shit ton of gummy bears, or like what do you think he does?
Gummy bears.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, like having. Don't like. Haribo gummy bears.
We're learning a lot about your shit habits, and I'm very.
No, this isn't like a me thing. It's apparently it like really helps you pass because it's like.
Really?
Yeah.
Apparently, like, wow, potato chips? We talked about that Listen Impossible. Do you remember Wild Potato Chips, Alex?
Mm-mm.
It was like a brand from like the early 2000s. I think it was from the Frito-Lay company. They came up with this new chip brand called Wow. And it was just like you just had normal flavors. I don't know what was so special about them at the time. But the thing is that they were coated in a type of oil that caused like 80% of people to eat them to fucking have crazy diarrhea. And so they got discontinued, obviously.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandpa used to buy them all the time. And I think my childhood brain was just not able to connect the dots. But I was like, yeah.
I keep eating these chips and I keep shitting my pants.
Violently.
I don't understand.
having issues.
Jacob, I get diarrhea like every other day. What could it be? I don't know, Grandpa. Maybe it's just the weather.
Hold on. Let me go take some gummy bear poops.
What do we eat every single day that might cause us to shit? Well, the only thing I eat every single day is Wow potato chips.
It's got to be Linda's cooking, I swear. She's trying these new recipes out and it's getting to me. But no, I've definitely heard gummy bears like help like pass.
I've never heard.
Why do gummy bears make you poop? More than 100 customers of 5-pound bag of sweets have posted reports of some flatulence and sudden bowel evacuations from Haribo sugarless gummy bears.
Yeah, apparently it's a thing.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, my nurses recommended it to me.
That's from 2014.
Yeah, having a problem pooping. Haribo's your guy.
They're just like prune juice, you know, the usual stuff, like laxatives. You can try this, too.
Wild potato chips. Yeah. You can get some of those on eBay. It'll probably make you go pretty
Haribo,
quick.
We'll pull it out of you.
There you go.
Those commercials are always with, like, the kids in suits that are like...
This guy's just sitting in the front seat. Well, first of all, where's the shit being placed? Is it, like, the front seat, passengers?
I didn't.
Anywhere you can get in, probably.
Yeah, and then he's just rapidly at that point. Eating these Haribo gummy bears. Just be like, come on. I gotta go.
Just sliding them in.
We're on the clock, man.
Could you imagine just frantically eating these gummy bears? It's like, what's a drink that...
prune juice?
I guess, yeah, prune juice. He's just God, could you imagine that combination of Haribo gummies with prune juice? And he's just... eating them and chugging them and just hoping that it...
You think he just does it that day, earlier that day, and he's just like, okay. And he gets in the car to drive there, and he's just like, okay, we just got to hold it for 10 more minutes. You got to hope the first car I see is unlocked.
Do you think he loads up?
We don't have a lot of options. If not, I will break a window.
He's trying to jiggle the handle. He's like, God damn it.
Come on. What if he had an inside man? He's like, he told me the Hyundai.
It's like when you really got to go in public and the one stall bathroom's locked and you just know some guy's in there shitting too and you're just like, fuck, here we go.
Dude. Okay, one thing about public restrooms, there's the mall in Springfield had a sign that said no more than 10 people allowed. Am I supposed to go in there, check under all the stars, stalls, one, count? Hey, can I get a head count in here? Sound off. One, two, okay, three, four. Is that 10? Or I'm going to wait out here. Or should I just, what am I supposed to do in that situation?
You just look under. Okay, Bill, hey, nice to meet you.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Yep, sorry. Again, just trying to get a head count in here. Two, three, four, six. One stall.
Everybody has to grab a number before they go in.
So that way,
on the outside, you can see, and it's like, okay, so there's nine in there now.
Why does the bathroom have a bouncer?
We're at capacity, sir.
This would not be...
I know the band.
It would totally not be COVID safe, but like there's like a thing on the wall where you put it in, you like clock in and clock out, you know?
45 minutes? What's wrong with you?
I had a lot of gummy bears. Dude, that's all I'm giving out for fucking Halloween this year.
Sugar-free. They got to be sugar-free.
You know what? Doing them some good.
Yeah.
I'm having a sugar-free soda right now. What's going to happen with that?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, my thing is okay, listen, everybody. We know this is bad. But me and my wife, we cook a lot of food at home, and sometimes we'll leave it out. And basically our catchphrase to one another, depending on what the food is we look at it and be like, oh, fuck, we left the pizza out all night. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to shit? And we go, yeah, totally. And we just fucking just eat it. And, you know, that is the worst that's going to happen. And it's gotten pretty bad before.
Oh, my God.
That's all right. We should probably move on. Way too much about shit.
I might cut that. We'll see. All right. What's next? JJ's pick of the week.
Ooh.
We're nearing the end.
Yeah,
it's a good time. You need to put a counter like each video. Just be like, how many times has JJ checked the time?
We'll see. All right. A man caused a plane crash the other day, but he had to make a split-second decision as to save his own life. The pilot was just conducting a test in an airplane and noticed something terribly wrong, and this left him with the most logical decision was, I have to jump out of this airplane. And... no parachute. It's not like an ejector seat or anything. It just was an open cab. He bailed out.
Was the plane not moving?
The plane crashed. He lived. Saved his own life. Now, the test was a taxiing test. He's just driving it. Mm-hmm. Just driving it. That's called taxiing. And the thing that was horribly wrong was there's a snake. We're not done with animal news. I got one more for you.
Oh,
I tricked
man.
You. Look at your stupid face. I hit my mic. Look at your dumb face. There was a snake in the airplane. And you might just be like, yeah, so what? There's a snake in the airplane. But, and he knew this, he's in Australia. And what turned out to be, he noticed the snake as the second most venomous snake in the world.
Uh-huh.
And so he fucking bailed. As he's taxiing this airplane because he didn't have time to stop it and just fucking jumped out and did a barrel roll. The plane kept going, crashed. And, they didn't recover the snake, so I'm pretty sure they think he might still be out there.
Oh, shit.
Like, and that snake's going to be like, I'll get you, motherfucker. You can't get rid of me that easy, yeah. Doug.
Might not have got you this time, but I'll get you next time. That snake's coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have even been able to identify any sort of snake, let alone the second most venomous snake in the world.
No, my dumb ass would have looked down and be like, huh, what's that? And then I would have been bit by the time
He said that he looked down and the snake was like in like the ready position staring him down. And he was like, oh, fuck. And just left.
Uh-huh.
And let the plane was obviously fucked up. Like it was totaled. I don't know. Do you total a plane? He totaled the plane.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So yeah, dude totally just fucking yeeted himself out of it. It would have been awesome if he was like almost taking off and you're like, get out of here. But nope.
Send the snake to outer space.
So they said one bite and you're dead from this snake. One bite and you're like, you probably
can't.
So
it's the second most venomous snake?
Yes.
In Australia?
Either Australia or the world, but might as well just type in Australia. Okay. That's where all the most venomous shit is.
That's very true. Well, Africa. Black Mamba, right?
I couldn't tell you. Mamba number 5?
Yes, Jacob. That is. I mean, you would do the same, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like I have the coordination to bail out of a moving plane.
I don't think it matters. Just tuck and roll.
Yeah, at that point, you're just like, I either dislocate a shoulder or die from a snake bite.
If I don't die from this snake, then now I've got to worry about dying from here. But at least I have a better chance of surviving this than that snake biting me.
Looks like it might have been the Western brown snake.
Could have been.
I say, no brown snakes.
Well, they just said brown snake. I thought they were describing
it. There's a Western and an Eastern. The Eastern is the most dangerous.
Okay.
The Western is the second most.
Was it the Northern of the Western part?
Yeah.
The most Southern continent.
It was Central Australia. Country.
There is nothing in Central Australia, and we know that. Jacob, put up a picture of Central Australia.
It's just fire.
It just makes it funny. It's just sand and fire.
Some of these snakes are looking like wild. a lot of them are like different breeds of the same snake. So like there's a western and a coastal taipan, or inland taipan and a coastal taipan. So
have you seen this snake? This is a real snake. The Arabian sand boa. I'll put up a picture. Look at this fucking dumb snake. It looks like a toy. And notice that I Googled snake that looks dumb, and this is the first picture. This is a real snake. It just looks so stupid. There's nothing particularly dumb about it.
Inbreeding's like, bad, okay?
It ain't right. Something's wrong with it. Okay, the eyes. It's the eyes.
It's just the eyes.
It just has
you take
no
those eyes out of the. You put normal eyes on that snake. There's no problem.
Well, it just doesn't have a normal face structure. Like
yeah,
head
and the
structure.
Mouth was weird. Like it's too.
It's just a tube.
Off. Yeah, it's just a tube.
It's a tube. It's a
scary tube.
It's a tube. Eh.
It doesn't even look
so
scary.
It kind of looks like one of those wooden snakes that have like the
yeah,
bricks
yeah,
in
the
it,
little
so, yeah.
bits in them. Yeah,
yeah. I got one of them. I got two. Mm. All right. On the title.
Tell you what,
okay.
I have something
oh.
That I wanted to ask you guys about. It's news-ish.
Okay, well,
well
that's this podcast. We're news-ish.
Exactly. We're news-ish.
We're not journalists, but we talk about it.
Yeah.
So, I'm the only one here that really likes baseball.
How dare you? Mm-hmm. That's America's pastime.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to get into this.
Mike Trout.
But he comes up in this, sort of. Fernando Tatis Jr. Has been the youngest player to sign an extension. It's a 14-year extension,
mm-hmm.
and it was for $340 million. Nothing out of the ordinary.
That's not out of the ordinary?
It's out of the ordinary, but not out of the ordinary.
It's a big number.
The thing that's out of the ordinary here is that he owed $27.2 million to a thing called BLA, which is the, I think it's Baseball Loan Association. So what they do is that when you're in the minors, they give you cash advances. And more or less what they do is they give you $50,000 for every 1% of your future contract, as long as it's an MLB contract. Mm-hmm. And so, essentially, he owed them, off of this $340 million contract, he owed them $27.2 million. I want to ask you guys, does this seem ethical?
No.
It doesn't, right?
No, because these are kids that are probably like 18, 19 years
yeah.
old. And have like
yeah,
no
young
idea.
As fuck. And they're saying, we'll give you money for 1% of your contract, no matter what size the contract is.
Yeah.
And they're giving them a flat $50,000.
Well, it's a flat $50,000. Well,
league minimum is pretty cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
Because what if you sign for the MLB for the league minimum, and you could be like, you don't have 1% of that league minimum. Is the league minimum 1% $50,000?
No.
So they could potentially lose money if someone signed for an MLB team.
Okay, so here's the thing. If they don't make it to the majors, mm-hmm. that money doesn't have to get paid back.
It's like our bet.
Hmm? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
if they don't make it to the majors, they don't have to pay back the money.
Really?
No. But if they do make it to the majors and they get a contract,
mm.
then they have to get a certain percentage of that. It's a real high risk, high reward type of situation for this company. But essentially, I guess the association has decided you cannot choose who you can and cannot represent. Like, you can't choose who you're putting your money into. You just, if they come
so
and
if
ask
someone
you for an advance.
Because that was going to be my question. Because they look at your stats and go, dude, you suck, man. You can't hit for shit. You don't go yard.
Well, I think what they do
you're not
is,
going to the majors. We're not giving you a loan.
Yeah, I think what they do is they actually look at you. And it just says that you can't deny them. But what you can do is be like, we'll give you like $50,000, but we want for every $50,000, we like 5%.
That didn't sound any more less ethical than fucking, I don't know, student loans and shit like that.
So I see there's two sides to this coin. The first side is
heads.
Okay, these people, yes.
The other side is tails.
These people are living on that, because one story that I heard was that this guy was living with three other people in an apartment eating like next to nothing for like nutritional food, like it was ramen. He was getting paid like $350 a week.
Oof.
Yeah, and he was like getting paid next to nothing whatsoever. And so he was like, well, I would have loved to actually have, because this is just recently came around. He was like, I would love for this to have been around, because what I would have done is I would have taken that money and I would have invested it back into myself so that I would have had a better chance of making it to the major, so that
I
had to pay off later.
It.
He's
yeah,
like,
I
don't mind, you know, giving some of the percent. But here's the thing. So off of that money, the $340,000, he re-signed with the San Diego Padres.
$340 million. 340 million.
Isn't that not what I said?
You said thousand.
You said thousand.
Okay, I meant to say my.
Drop some O's.
Yeah. Then it is important when you actually stop and hear this.
It's a big difference.
He has to pay $160,000 or $160 million in taxes.
Ooh.
For being in California.
Uh-huh.
Then he has to pay another 5% to his agent. And then he has to pay another 5% after that for his money market manager. And then he ends up at the end of this, starting out with $340 million. He's getting $100 million.
Damn, that's fucking
that's the life of like baseball players. That's kind
of you hear that and you're like, I get why Bezos does it.
Yeah.
I get why they do what they do. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So,
you know, tax evasion doesn't sound that bad.
but here's the thing. Nobody's crying for this guy that he's going to only make $100 million over the course of 14 years.
Yeah. My wallet's too big. I can't sit right.
Like, that's not the problem. The problem is here is, like, Joe Blow that barely makes it to the majors, mm-hmm. and he only, like, he gets a three-year, $30 million contract, and then they end up taking, like, 20% of what it is that he gets paid. And then on top of that, he's got to pay his manager. And then on top of, like, and the retirement account for baseball players is real shit. Like, if you're not in the league for 10 years, you're not getting your pension. You're not getting your money.
I think I think what they do for football and basketball in terms of student athletes is so fucking terrible and unethical. But when you look at, like, the minor leagues in baseball, you're like, I bet those kids are kind of happy that they're not, like, having to fucking pay to play basketball. Like, basically, like, this guy's getting $350 a week to play minor league. Mm-hmm. He's practically paying to play baseball to hopefully get into the majors.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, a student athlete will probably get a full ride, so at least they have that going for them. Yeah. They don't get any sort of useful education, but...
No, but they get to be, like, the big kids on the campus,
depending
too.
On what school they go to. There's some schools that'll...
But, yeah, so my question was, is how do you guys view this? Is it ethical or unethical?
I don't feel like it's any less ethical than all the other loans that are offered in America.
That's true. I guess
I mean, it's not like they're finding your fucking kneecaps because and cracking you out. But
Fernando Tatis Jr., he...
It sounds like more like this guy's getting fucked more by taxes than he is from these loan guys.
Pretty much. Well, that's why a lot of people hesitate, like, signing in...
big-ass contracts.
In California.
Like
or
yeah.
signing in Toronto. In Toronto, it's terrible. Toronto's awful whenever it comes to taxes.
All I'm hearing from this conversation is that taxes are bad and we should all stop paying them. So, because they can't make us all pay them at once,
right?
Are they
going to do arrest everybody?
There's no room in the prisons.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah. Is this going to be the next GameStop? Everybody just stop paying
taxes.
Let's
start a fucking Wall Street bets. I just go, everyone, if we just don't pay taxes this year.
No, when you said earlier, you were like, yeah, you know, they're just going to give out $50,000 if you ask for it. And they're like, what would you do with that money? It's like, invest in GameStop.
Hey, Deep Fucking Value had to do that's an update. Deep Fucking Value, the guy who started the whole GameStop thing, he got interviewed by like CNN, and I think he got interviewed by like federal like agency
shit. Yeah.
Like, he was like, "Yep, he was up there."
He said his famous quote, "I like the stock."
Oh man.
But yeah, no, that was my
what a legend.
The Fernando Tatis Jr. He actually did say, he was like, "I took all that money, I put it back into the facilities that I was working in. I also, you know, got good food for me to be able to eat so that I could actually grow." And in all fairness, he wasn't ever like a huge, huge top prospect until like just a few years into it. And then he really became a top prospect. And so maybe that was the thing that really...
It's just a risk-reward type of thing.
Yeah.
So...
But we'll leave the baseball talk back in 1930 where baseball belongs. And we'll go on to the next topic, which is all in the title. Hey, listen, start letting your players juice, and I'll start watching baseball, okay?
Hey, they're de-juicing the ball.
I don't know what that means.
There's
no
be,
juice in the ball.
Be less
fruit.
Home run. There's going to be less home runs.
It is
great.
Fruit.
That's even worse.
That's what I said.
Honestly, if they use fruit, it'd be kind of cooler if it just like...
Someone could bang him like that. Yeah.
And whoever like had the coolest explosion got a point for each inning. Like that's baseball.
That sounds like a whole
new
game.
I would watch Blurn's Ball from... What's that show? Futurama.
Yeah. Did you actually go and watch the fan...
No.
Fan football thing, dude. I think you'd like.
I don't even
it.
Know what you're talking about.
I sent you that text the other day about
I
it.
Don't remember.
We'll talk about it later because I think you'd actually. You'd all
actually right, Minnesota like business sells self-cleaning underwear. Would you wear it?
What do you mean self-cleaning?
It is made out of a fabric that is bacteria fighting, so it's antimicrobial. Doesn't have a smell. They say you can wear it for weeks up to months without their smell developing.
Does it wipe my ass?
I believe you could use it to wipe your ass.
What,
I think
well,
it does it on its own.
Then no, I don't want it.
What happens when you shit your pants?
I don't know. At that point, I feel like it's going to be like overrun. You know, be like,
because it's still there.
It's like one of those things where it's like a mesh, but like on the other side of the mesh, nothing comes out, and you're just like, where does it
it's
go?
Backed up.
Science,
it's like, you ever, like get like a like one of those Play-Doh like spaghetti shops, but like the Play-Doh gets left in it, and it gets hard, and you shove more Play-Doh in it, and you'd be like, it's not coming out the other side. It's that.
Yeah.
Well,
does it stop COVID?
Because here's the thing: self cleaning. I guess, but what happens when you just
it's, at that
shit?
Point? It's
do you shit your pants enough?
Let me tell you, mind. Alex, how often I shit my pants.
I love you, gummy bears. Okay, so
do you ever just sit on the couch and you're like, man, I got a fart, and then you fart, and you're like, oh, I feel something coming out with
Delvin,
it.
Delvin, you get to do that no. once. If it happens twice, stop farting. You can't trust yourself anymore. All right, three times, this is on you.
Yeah.
Okay, no more pity. You fucked up. Get it together.
Haven't you shit your pants before?
We're moving on, okay?
Oh, that's a yes.
Why I'm
that's
on blast
yes.
right now. Fucking Jesus.
Well, no, because you're acting like, oh, well, it's such a... No, we all know.
No,
we
don't.
All know.
You're
no,
making it sound
know.
Like we're just sitting on our couches being like, oh, I gotta go to
hey,
the bathroom,
listen.
But I don't really want to get
well,
up.
Hey, I like Vegas. This is some pretty good odds right here. I'm gonna gamble on this one. Oh, the house wins again. Hold on, babe. I'll be right back.
We have... We have all gambled on a fart and lost. Let's not say that we haven't. We
I
have.
Thought this would be a quirky little, wow, that underwear is clean, but it doesn't feel like it. And Delvin's like, we've all shit, okay? Everybody shit themselves.
This has been a really shit-heavy episode.
It is.
I don't know.
But
we're
no,
going to title
but
this episode.
It's self-cleaning, but it's not self-cleaning. It's a lie.
Self-cleaning.
Life's a lie.
Okay, like a dam. You could be like, that dam holds water. And you'd be like, yeah. Well, what if I pump in 2 billion gallons? You'd be like, well, that dam's going to do a shit job at being a dam because that's too much water for that day. Like,
I'm just saying, define what self-cleaning means.
It's a bacteria. I already did. It's next. Bacteria fighting, so it's antimicrobial. It fights smells. But if you drop a deuce in your pants, you're going to overpower what these poor little bacteria fighting fabrics can do.
I'm just hearing that these are shit, and I don't want to buy them at all.
Then don't. They were on Shark Tank. Now they're on Indiegogo. I'm going on to the next fucking thing.
Jesus.
This is such a weird follow-up. 30 Taliban militants killed in an explosion during a bomb-making class.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
All right, anyway. Well, did they shit themselves?
Anyway, I'm sure they did.
Was the bomb just a really rank fart?
Florida man steals a ring from his girlfriend to use it to propose to his other girlfriends, deputies say. You get arrested.
Oh, why do you get? What do you get arrested for being a horn dog?
Well, you know, I bought thing. It. Why can't I take it back?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Moved out to Utah. He'd be fine. They have multiple wives out there, right?
Well, let me ask the question: is he planning on staying with this other lady?
I don't know.
Because if not, this is fine.
It's
not great.
It's stealing.
It's not great.
It's stealing.
It's yours.
Well, not if you give it to somebody.
It's sort of
yours. I got you some Christmas presents. Can I just grab them before I
yeah.
leave today?
Go for it. Yeah, bought me Christmas presents, plural.
That's more than he bought me.
What's that mean?
You only bought me one.
That's not true.
And I'm a little salty.
Basketball case in there.
No,
I got you a mug, your jersey.
Talking about this year.
Okay, so fucking what? You only got me one Christmas present. We're even. It's not like a competition. We got each other things. I tried getting you things.
You did.
And the guy texted me and was like, nah.
Cool.
Kai's just asked if I was home. No. Podcast. He talked to me before I left, so I'm not really sure. He's out of his mind. Anyway, last thing. I just thought this was interesting. Alaskan king. One Alaskan king salmon is worth the same amount as 2 barrels of oil right now.
Why is there a bunch of king stuff up there? You know, like king crab. You know, you got king salmon. Is it just the area? If you come from Maine... Your king?
That okay, would be Alaskan.
Alaska king crab.
That would be south. And if you go west after that,
yeah.
and then you go north, that's where Alaska is.
I'm having a day.
Yeah.
Oh god, I'm
turn left at Toronto. Keep going. If you see if you found some babushka, you went too far.
If you hit water, that's a lake. And then if you hit water again, that's an ocean.
That's an ocean. That's the ocean. And you kind of you're there, but you want to stop. Don't go any further. Palin. Oh, my God. Sarah Palin from Alaska. No, I was doing a crossword puzzle earlier. It was her. I couldn't remember her fucking name.
Such a great thing to end on.
Oh, my God. Palin. I've been trying to think of her name all fucking day.
Anyway, Palin, I'll remember that now.
Oh, that's good. A relief.
Well, somebody came off this podcast salmon, feeling huh? better.
Yep, it's worth the same as 2 barrels of oil.
All right.
Very cool.
Extinction. Anyway. Hey, everybody, if you're doing the crossword puzzle from a few days ago, Sarah Palin.
That's a freebie. Don't ask for any more.
All right. But you guys want to say bye?
Yeah, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
You just finished watching an episode of the Can't Sit Still podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please make sure to leave a like, review, or a comment to let us know what you think of the show. If you have a news story that you would like us to review and comment on, send it to can'tsitstillpod@gmail.com or tweet us at @can'tsitstillpod. We hope to see you back next week for some more funny and informative news topics.